Maseches Horias, Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin until Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. This Perek has been talking about the four categories of people when it comes to bringing a Karban Chatos or a Karban Osham for certain Aveiros which are applicable. And the four categories of people are firstly a regular individual, secondly the Sanhedrin when they make a mistaken ruling and the majority of the Jewish people follow that mistaken ruling and perform that Aveira. Thirdly, a Kohen Gadol, and fourthly, a king. The previous Mishnah listed the different animals which each of these four categories of people are liable to bring as their regular Korban Chatos. This Mishnah, the final Mishnah of the Perek, is going to talk about the level of obligation and liability to a Korban when it comes to a Korban Oile V'Yoyred, which is a special type of Korban Chatos, in which the animal which is bought depends upon the wealth of the person bringing the Korban. And the truth is, in Mishnah Hay, we already saw two opinions regarding the liability of the Sanhedrin and a king when it comes to bringing a Korban Oile V'Yoyred. And in this Mishnah, we're going to see an additional two opinions. And they're going to talk about all four categories as well. And as well as that, this Mishnah is going to discuss the liability of these four categories of people when it comes to bringing a Korban Osham. And there are really two types of Korban Osham. There's a Korban Osham Toluy, which we've seen already in this Masechta, that is the korban which one needs to bring when he is in doubt as to whether he is liable to a korban chatos. There's a special replacement korban called a korban oshem toluy, which is bought in such a case of a doubt. And there's a totally separate korban oshem vadai, which is a korban which one becomes liable to bring if he violates five specific averis. The Torah states that instead of bringing a korban chatos, which is the regular korban for violating averis by mistake, in these five circumstances, one would be obligated to a korban osham instead. So this Mishnah is going to discuss a korban osham toluy, an osham vadai, and a korban oile v'yoyred. How they apply to the four different categories. Begins the Mishnah, osham toluy, a korban osham toluy, which once again is the korban which one brings when he is in doubt as to whether he is liable to a korban chatos. Hayochid, a regular individual, the hanossi, and a king. Chayovin, they would be liable to bring such a korban. However, Umashiach, Ubeistin Peturin, the Kohen Gadol and the Sanhedrin, when they make a mistaken ruling, and either the majority of the Jewish people or the Kohen Gadol himself follow through on that ruling, and they perform the Avera concerned, and it ends up being a doubt as to whether the ruling was indeed mistaken, they would not be obligated to bring a korban osham toluy. And just like most of the laws in this perek, this is learned from Pesukim. Osham vadai, when one violates an avera for which the Torah says the punishment is to bring a korban osham vadai, hayochid v'hanossi v'hamashiach chayovin, a regular individual and a king and a kohen gadol would be liable, who based in Peturin, whereas the Sanhedrin would be exempt if they made a mistaken ruling and the majority of people followed through. It's learned from Pesukim that the par helim dovashel tzibur, that bull which the Sanhedrin need to bring, they're only liable to bring that in a case involving an avera for which the punishment is a korban chatos, but not if it's a korban osham. Alright, and now the Mishnah goes to discuss a korban oile v'yoyred, which once again is a type of korban chatos, just that the animal or the flower, the birds which are brought, depend on one's wealth. And korban oile v'yoyred is brought al shmias hakol, for the sin of hearing of a voice. That's referring to when one makes a false oath that he is not a witness. V'al bitui sefasayim, which literally means for the expression of the lips, this refers to the avera of a shavuas bitui, where one makes an oath that he will or will not do something in the future, and he violates that oath. Or he makes an oath that he did or did not do something in the past. If that's a false oath, then he would be liable to a korban oile v'yoyred, v'al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, or if somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash, or is situated in the Beis HaMikdash without leaving when he is Tomei, or if he eats Karbonos in a state of Tumah, then the Torah says that the punishment for doing this by mistake is a Korban Oile V'yoyred. To whom does this apply? Based in Peturin, the Sanhedrin, if they make a ruling about an Avera in this category, they would be exempt. However, the Hayochid, the Anossi, the Mashiach Chayovin, a regular individual, as well as a king, as well as a Kohen Gadol, would be liable. And this is really a third opinion, at least regarding a king's obligation to Korban Oile V'yoyred. This is a third opinion. In Mishnah Hay, Rabbi Yosi Glili holds that a king is never liable to Korban Oile V'yoyred. Rabbi Akiva holds that a king is liable to Korban Oile V'yoyred for the sin of a Shavuas Bitui and for entering the Beis HaMikdash or eating Karbonos when he is Tomei. but he's exempt for the avera of falsely swearing that he's not a witness. So this is a third opinion that holds that a king is liable to a common oath of yoreid for all of these averas. And now the Mishnah adds on a fourth opinion that differentiates between a kohen gadol and the other people. Ela she'in kohen gadol chayvel tumas mikdash kadoshov. A kohen gadol is not liable to a common oath of yoreid for the sin of entering the Beis HaMikdash or eating karbonos whilst in a state of tumah. The Rabbi Shimon, that is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So in total we have four opinions, Rabbi Yisai Galili and Rabbi Akiva in Mishnah Hay, and the anonymous opinion of the Tanakama in this Mishnah, as well as Rabbi Shimon. Umohin Mavien, and what do all of these people bring in the case where they violated one of these Averas? The answer is Korban Levi Yoreid, that special type of Korban Chatos, which depends on one's wealth as to what one needs to bring. Rabbi Eliezer says, Hanosi Mevi Sa'ir, a king who is liable to bring Korban Olav Yoreid brings a male goat, not those things which are prescribed for a regular Korban Olav Yoreid. And the Gemara understands that Rabbi Eliezer is specifically talking about a Kohen Gadol who violates the Avera of eating Korbanos or entering Beis HaMikdash while he is Tomei, since the punishment for that when it's done intentionally is Koreis. So Rabbi Eliezer understands that anything for which the punishment when done intentionally is koreis, if it's done by mistake, the king is obligated to bring a male goat. Again, all these things are learned from Pesukim, and all of the various opinions in the Mishnah learn the Pesukim slightly differently. Perigim Mishnah Aleph, Kohen Moshiach Shechota, a anointed Kohen, a Kohen Gadol who sinned. He performed one of the Averas for which he is liable to bring a korban, v'achakach ovarim shichusai, and then he stopped being in the position of his anointing, meaning he stopped being a Kohen Gadol. And we're talking about a regular case where a Kohen Gadol would be liable to a korban chatos, and that is only if he made a ruling and followed through on that ruling himself, like we learned earlier on in the Masechta, that in such case he is liable to a korban chatos, a bull, which is unlike a regular individual who is liable to a korban chatos. So the question is, what does he do if he hasn't yet brought the korban and he stops being a kohen gadol? What is the law? And similarly, a king who violated an avera for which he is liable to bring a different type of korban to a regular individual, he's liable to bring a male goat instead of a regular female goat or sheep. And he stopped being the kohen gadol, he was removed from his position. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Moshiach Mevi Par, the Kohen Gadol still is liable to bring a korban of a bull, the Hanasi Mevi Sa'ir, and the king would be liable to bring a male goat. It's irrelevant that they are right now not a Kohen Gadol or a king, since at the time of the Avera, when they became obligated to bring that korban, they were a Kohen Gadol or a king, that liability would continue. Mishnah Beis. What happens if Kohen Moshiach She'ovarim Shechusei, the Kohen Gadol stopped being a Kohen Gadol, v'achar kach chata, and then he violated this Avera, v'chein hanosi She'ovarim Gdulos, v'achar kach chata, and similarly a king who stopped being in the position of a king, and then he performed this Avera, so now a Kohen Gadol and a king are different to each other. Kohen Moshiach, the Kohen Gadol, may be par. He would be liable to bring a bull, because even once he no longer has his position of the Kohen Gadol, he still retains that status of a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, whatever Avera he does, even after losing the position of the Kohen Gadol, he is still governed by exactly the same laws as if he was still a Kohen Gadol. Whereas the Hanasi, the king, once he stops being a king, he totally loses that status, and Kahedyat, he's considered like a regular individual, and he would bring the regular Korban Chatos, which any normal person brings upon violating such an Avera. Once again, these laws are learnt from Pesukim. Mishnah Gimel, Chotvat Shlo Nismanu, if they performed one of these Averas, for which the korban of a Kohen Gadol or a king is different to that of an individual. So when they performed that Avera, they were a regular individual. V'achar kach Nismanu, and then they were appointed to be a Kohen Gadol or the king. The Mishnah says that Har Elu Kahedyot, they have the law of a regular person, since the main time which determines which type of korban they are liable to bring is the time that they perform the Avera. However, Rabbi Shimon says, "Im noydal lahem ad shelo nismanu," if it became known to them that they had performed that Avera, remember, all of these korbanos are brought when the Avera is done unintentionally. At the time of the Avera, it was done by mistake. So Rabbi Shimon says, if it became known to them and they realized that they had done an Avera and therefore they are liable to bring a korban, they realized this ad shelo nismanu before they were appointed to be the Kohen Gadol or the king. then Chayovin, they're liable to bring the regular korban of a individual, of a regular person, who violated that Aveira. However, Umashenismanu, if they only realized that they had done that Aveira after they were appointed to be a Kohen Gadol or the king, then interestingly, Peturin, they're totally exempt from bringing any korban. According to Rabbi Shimon, there are two crucial times which we need to take into account when making the person liable to bring the korban. One is the time of the Aveira itself, and two is when it became known to him that he had done that Aveira. And he needs to have a particular status at both of those times, such that if his status changed and he was a regular person at the time of the Aveira, but he was a Kohen Gadol or the king, when it became known to him that he had done the Aveira, then he will actually be exempt from bringing either korban. And the truth is, because of this, Rabbi Shimon also argues on part of that which was stated in Mishnah Aleph, that if a king performs an Aveira, he becomes liable to bring a korban, and then he stops being king, the Mishnah said that he's still liable to bring the king's korban. According to Rabbi Shimon, that law is only true if the king found out that he was liable to bring the korban whilst he was still king. But if he only realized that he'd done that Aveira after he stopped being king, then according to Rabbi Shimon, he'd actually be exempt from bringing a korban. Just like over here. Now, throughout the last parak and a half, we've been referring to the Nosi. And now, finally, in case we didn't realize who we're talking about, the Mishnah asks, V'ezo ha-Nosi, who exactly is the Nosi that the Mishnah has been referring to? Zehamelech, this refers to the king. The Torah, the reason why the Mishnah uses the word Nosi is because that's the term which the Torah uses. And the Mishnah here is telling us that the Nosi is referring to the king. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, regarding this mysterious Nosi, V'osa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem elekov, if he performs or violates one of the commandments of Hashem his God. Why is the Torah making an emphasis that it's the commandment of Hashem his God? The answer is because this is referring to the Nosi, She'en al gabov ela Hashem elekov, the king who has nobody above him other than Hashem his God. That's how we know that the Torah is referencing the king. The only commandments that he needs to listen to are the commandments of Hashem. That is how we know that the posuk which talks about a Nosi is referring to a king.